Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little bit of stoic wisdom sprinkled in. Ever feel like you're constantly bombarded with expectations, deadlines, and comparisons? Like the world expects you to be this perfectly put together individual, even when inside you're screaming, "Help me." Yeah, I get it. That's where today's episode comes in. Practicing self-compassion and emotional intelligence. We're not just talking about being nice to ourselves, think of it as upgrading your inner operating system for maximum happiness and resilience. Listen, we all have those moments where we mess up, feel inadequate, or just plain struggle. It's part of the human experience. But here's the thing. How we react to those moments, that's what really matters. That's where self-compassion comes in. Think of it like this. Would you berate a friend who tripped and fell? Probably not. You'd probably offer a hand up, a comforting word, maybe even a laugh about the whole thing. So why are we so quick to judge ourselves with that same harsh inner critic? Self-compassion means treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and support you'd offer a loved one. Now, emotional intelligence is like your superpower. It's the ability to understand and manage your own emotions, but also recognize and empathize with the feelings of others. Think about it. If you can navigate your emotions effectively, you're less likely to react impulsively or let stress get the best of you. You become more adaptable, resilient, and even better at building healthy relationships. Here are 5 key takeaways to level up your self-compassion and emotional intelligence game. 1. Embrace your imperfections. We're all works in progress, honey. Let go of that need to be perfect is a recipe for disappointment and stress. Remember, making mistakes is human, learning from them is what truly matters. 2. Practice mindfulness. It's about being present in the moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Think of it like taking a mental pause button when things get overwhelming. Try meditation, deep breathing exercises, or even just paying attention to your senses like the warmth of the sun on your skin or the smell of freshly brewed coffee. 3. Challenge negative self-talk. That inner critic can be brutal. But you have the power to reframe those negative thoughts. When you catch yourself thinking, "I'm not good enough," or "this is a disaster," challenge it with something more positive and realistic, like, "Everyone makes mistakes, I'll learn from this," or "I'm capable of handling this." 4. Cultivate empathy. Put yourself in other people's shoes, try to understand their perspective, even if you don't agree with them. This can help you build stronger relationships and navigate difficult conversations more effectively. 5. Practice gratitude. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. It could be a delicious meal, a supportive friend, or simply the feeling of sunshine on your face. Cultivating gratitude shifts your focus to the positive and helps you feel more content and fulfilled. Okay, let's get real for a second. Remember that time you totally bombed a presentation at work? Maybe you stumbled over your words, forgot key points, or even just felt like you were drowning in a sea of awkward silence. Yeah, I've been there. But instead of beating myself up about it afterward, which, let's be honest, is what our inner critic wants us to do, I took a deep breath, reminded myself that everyone makes mistakes, and even learned from the experience. The next time I presented, I felt more confident and prepared because I wasn't paralyzed by fear of failure. And you know what? That presentation went way better. See, self-compassion isn't about being complacent or letting yourself off the hook. It's about treating yourself with kindness and understanding so you can learn, grow, and ultimately thrive. So remember, take a step back, breathe, and treat yourself like the amazing person you are. Embrace your imperfections, cultivate empathy, practice gratitude, and watch as self-compassion and emotional intelligence unlock a whole new level of happiness and resilience in your life. You got this. If you found this episode helpful, spread the stoic love. Share it with a friend who might need a little reminder to be kind to themselves. And don't forget to leave a review. Your feedback helps me keep bringing you these inspiring episodes. See you tomorrow for another dose of modern stoicism.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.